AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, where 4 inches of snow is enough to close down much of the town. Pedestrian Bruce Stevenson explained it to us.
Well, people don't know how to drive in this weather. So if they take their time, they'll be fine.
Our Martin DeCaro is out on the not-so-busy rush hour streets this morning.
A snowblower clears a sidewalk downtown. Once its engine is turned off, an eerie quiet will take its place on empty streets. The federal government, D.C. government, schools are all closed. The city got just a few inches of snow, but the roads are treacherous, and the local transit authority suspended all bus service. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
The snow's moving up the East Coast. Parts of New Jersey have 6 inches already. Philadelphia may get 8 inches of snow. Federal investigators are trying to figure out why a train carrying more than 100 tankers of crude oil derailed in a snowstorm in West Virginia, sending a fireball into the sky and threatening the water supply of nearby residents. Our Jonathan Matthijs is in Charleston.
Basically, what people saw down in that area were fireballs that flew up in the air, billowed up flames and black smoke amid a flurry of snow.
Officials evacuated hundreds of families and shut down 2 water treatment plants. Jurors in the American Sniper trial have seen a videotaped confession from a former Marine who apologized for shooting and killing Chris Kyle. But Eddie Ray Routh is pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. Today, the prosecution is expected to rest its case against him in a courthouse in Texas. The FBI is investigating the source of offensive graffiti at an Islamic school in Rhode Island, West Warwick. The FBI's Boston division announced it's begun a civil rights investigation into the vandalism. This is AP Radio News. It's Mardi Gras. Rob Kirkovich, who's on the TV show NCIS New Orleans, rode in the Orpheus Parade, and he says there's nothing like Mardi Gras.
You think that you know what it's going to be like based on things that you've watched on television or in movies, and it's not like that at all, because it can be both family-friendly and obviously a little on the racy side. It's fun to have something right in the middle, kind of get a foot in both sides.
His show NCIS New Orleans actually has a Mardi Gras episode airing tonight. Lady Gaga's engaged to Taylor Kinney of the TV show Chicago Fire. They met 5 years ago on the set of her You and I video. State lawmakers in Nevada are deciding whether to let bar patrons bring their doggies with them to the bar. Critics are bringing up possible problems like puppy slobber and doggy hair in the drinks. The lawmaker who's sponsoring the bill points out service animals are already allowed in bars. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.